This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
Another worship. Thank you for another breath, just to give you glory. Lord, you're so worthy. You're so worthy. Thank you for being who you are. Now, God, we ask that you'll speak a word to us. I ask that your Holy Spirit will be the preacher and share with us what you have for us to know concerning our walk with you. We give you glory in advance for the lives that are going to be changed, the souls that will be saved, the turnaround, the blessing, the development, the encouragement, the inspiration that all comes with your word. Then, Lord, we thank you for Jesus, who makes every day worth living.
Yes, God.
We bless you. We praise your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, bless the Lord in this place. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you have your Bible while you're standing, you turn with me to the book of Luke, the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter number 7. We greet you this morning in divine love as the Lord has allowed us and prospered us with another day to be in His house. I'm glad to be in church this morning. How about you? Amen. I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord one more time. God has been so good to us, to all of our ministers and to all of our ministry leaders, officers and members, and then to all of you, my Father's children. Then to whoever may be worshiping with us virtually, we thank God for you today as well. Amen. We praise God on this blessed Sunday morning. Amen. A day we've never seen before, and a day we'll never see again. You straight now, Carrier? All right. See, I talked enough so it wouldn't sound off. Amen. We praise God for our music ministry blessing us this morning as well. Come on, give God praise for them. Amen. Blessing us in song and setting the atmosphere for worship on today. And I think we're going to be recruiting some sopranos pretty soon, aren't we? We need to be finding sopranos. When it's the home look for sopranos, you couldn't find any. Got a little high, didn't it, ladies? Got a little too high. Amen. St. Luke chapter 7. St. Luke chapter 7. God bless you today. St. Luke chapter 7. It's a joy to be in God's house. Amen. It's fun to worship God and praise Him. Amen. I'm not going to have a drag out time in there. I'm not doing that. God's been too good for that. Amen. So I'm excited about being in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Amongst God's people. Amen. St. Luke chapter 7, I want to begin reading at verse number 36. Very familiar passage, but we pray that God will share fresh word with us on today. I pray that our approach will be brand new. St. Luke chapter 7, and I want to begin reading at verse number 36. Are you there? And the word of God reads thusly, "And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping and began to wash his feet with tears and did wipe them with the hairs of her head and kissed his feet. and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee, which had bidden him, saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. Now Luke says she was a sinner, but the Pharisee says she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he said, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. In other words, $8.80. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? And Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said to the woman, Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. Amen. Grass withers, the flowers fade. The word of our God shall stand forever. You may be seated in the presence of God. For the time that is ours together, I want to put a tag on this word with a question. Who invited you? Will you turn to your neighbor real quick and say to your neighbor, who invited you? Oh, the wrong neighbor. They didn't get happy with you. Find you one more neighbor and say to him, neighbor, I see that you're here, but who invited you? Give the Lord a praise. We're getting ready to tell us on today. That is the reality of born-again believers in the 21st century church. Not only in the church building, but in our jobs, in our homes, in our community. The world wants to know when you show up, who invited you? You are a troublemaker. I'm talking to the people of God now. When you wake up in the morning, you are a troublemaker. And we've got to come to the conclusion about a couple of things, that folks are just not going to like us. We got to deal with it. Because in us, we have a need by nature to be liked. We all want to be liked. I don't care how many of us talk that talk. I don't care if anybody like me or not. By nature, you have conditioned yourself to say that. But by nature, we are born because we are born amongst people and God gave us feelings. You want to be liked. But the true measure today is to know that you and I are called. Here's the message. Y'all give me a few minutes. I'm gonna put meat on the bone. But this is the message today. You and I are called to have faith that doesn't fit in. Stop trying to fit in. Be who God calls you to be. Love like God calls you to love. Treat folk right no matter how they treat you. Be a blessing because you are blessed. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Bless them that curse you. But stop wearing yourself out trying to fit in to something that don't want you. Stop fitting in with people who can't stand you. Somebody this morning is wore out trying to be something that somebody wants you to be, and then tomorrow they're going to want you to be something else. God's word to you today is for you and I to have a faith that will not fit in. Deal with it, accept it, and still praise God. Don't let the fact that you don't fit in stop you from giving God praise. Don't let the fact that folk don't like you stop you from giving God your best.
It don't matter who celebrates you. It doesn't matter who says amen. It doesn't matter who goes along with it. You owe God the very best you have. He woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. He's been good to you. He healed your body. He saved your soul. He's taking care of you. He's taking care of your children. He's blessed your finances. He done blessed your mind. I live every day to glorify God and not please people. And we as the church are in a season of being uninvited guests. God keep having us short places where he's not wanted, and because we love him, we're not wanted. Problem you and I have this morning is that sometimes that could even happen in the sanctuary. That people will look at you, who invited this praiser? Who invited this worshiper? Who invited this radical man? Like who invited this uncommon woman? Who invited you? You in here doing stuff that we don't normally do. You in here changing things. You in here rocking the boat. You in here ruffling feathers. Who invited you? Who invited you, dope dealer, who got the nerve to still give God glory? Who invited you, homemonger, and you got the nerve to still give God praise? Who invited you, adulterer, and you still in God's house? Who invited you? You have no business being in God's house. You have no business being in our choir. You have no business being in our church. You have no business in our community. You have no business on this job. Who invited you? But you got to learn today, y'all, that we got to learn how to show up with your chest out, your chin up, and your hands up, and still give God the praise. No matter who like it, no matter who can't stand it, because they don't know, like you know, what the Lord has done for you. When you were in the ditch, he got you out. When you were sick, he healed you. And I don't come anymore. I used to be, when I first started doing this church thing, I used to come for people. I used to come and be worried about what they go say. I had those seasons when I was worried about folk accepting what I do because my praise is sometimes radical. And because I'm a man, I know that I'm doing stuff that men don't normally do. But I done got to a point, y'all, I done kept on living, and God done kept on blessing me. God done kept on taking care of me. I done got to a point, I see y'all, but I don't see y'all. I hear you, but I don't hear you. I'm with you, but I ain't with you. I will bless the Lord at all time. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You keep your mouth closed, I'm going to open my mouth. You keep your hands closed, I'm going to lift my hand. I'm going to give God the very best I got. Here it is. I wish I had some help today, because I want to talk to three or four more people besides me who are asking God to help me stop worrying about fitting in. Trying to be in this mold that people want you to be in. Trying to be quiet enough, trying to be loud enough, trying to be worshiping enough, trying to be worshiping not that much, trying to be this voice, trying to be that voice, trying to wear this attire and have that attire, trying to be this attitude and be that attitude. I don't get trying to be what people want me to be, and I forgot how to be what God want me to be. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. How in the world are you going to be like somebody else? Here, lift your hands real quick and tell yourself, I am perfectly imperfect. Y'all missed your shout. I am perfectly imperfect. I know I got flaws, but he still wants me. I know I'm messing up, but he still bless me. I know I got shortcomings, but I'm still saved. My shout today, you know what my shout is? I don't care how many of y'all send me to hell, I ain't going. My walk with God is not based on a joker's opinion. It ain't based on what you say. It's based on what he did. And because he did it on the cross, and I believe it, and I believe and have faith in it, and confess it, I'm saved. flaws and all. I better tell some of y'all something. In hell, there's gnashing of teeth, wailing. In heaven, there's hosanna and hallelujah. If you can't stand noise, where you finna go? Where you gonna go? Luke chapter 7, Jesus is in the house of a known Pharisee named Simon. Pharisees are these church folk who know the law but got a problem with the Lord. They can tell you how to do what you're supposed to do, but don't tell you how to be. They're hypocritical, but they follow the rules. They just don't get caught. They got hidden sins, whereas everybody else have public sins. Pharisees are dangerous people. The word Pharisee means separated. They separate themselves from everybody. They distinguish themselves from everybody. It's always us versus them. You're not one of us. You're not as good as us. You're not as holy as us. You ain't been here as long as us. You're not as righteous as us. You ain't as sharp as us. You're not as smart as us. You're not as spiritual as us. Y'all know some Pharisees, don't you? They creep all over the church, all over the world. They all over the place. Pharisees are everywhere. And they're dangerous people because they in a place where you're supposed to love. But nothing about their character says that they love. And Jesus comes, he accepts an invitation for a setup. Because no one knows why Simon invited Jesus, knowing that y'all oppose Jesus. But yet you invited him into your home for dinner to see how he go handle stuff. Trying to find out how to find his weakness, how to find how he's a liar, how to find out how he's not everything he says he is. You know, you got people in your life who are inviting you places. Every ice cream cone ain't worth you eating. At some point, you better tell somebody I can cook my own food, because some of these invitations are setups to try to tear you down and destroy your witness. But watch this. Jesus shows up anyway to teach us a lesson today about how you got to learn not to worry about fitting in, even when people want to know who invited you. I call you today, child of God, to be a party pooper. I call you today to upset the apple cart. I call you today to be in a situation where when people don't want to fool with you so much that you by yourself. I'm calling you to a season where folk don't want to hang out with you that much no more, because you are straightening yourself up and because you don't mind people seeing that you got issues, but you still love the Lord. Here it is. Here it is. I'll work at it for a few minutes. I'm going to work at it for a few minutes. He comes to this house, and so to begin this message today, we see, number one, the proper setting. It's the proper setting, not because of whose house it is, but because who's in the house. Y'all missed it. I'm going to try that again. It's a proper setting, not because of whose house it is, but because of who is in the house. And the Bible says Jesus is in the house. And you know, it don't matter how messed up you are, if the Lord show up, you got a chance. You got a chance to change this thing and turn around. And even though Simon has a jacked up theology, the Lord still shows up. Watch this. Now, a woman comes in. There's a crowd of people, and Jesus is sitting down, and they're having dinner. And the way they were in Jesus' day, the way they were reclined, they don't sit in chairs. They would be in couches and pillows, and they were reclined. So Jesus is laying reclining on his left hand. He's laying across with his feet behind him. Here's what happens. This woman in the city, she's a woman in the city who's a woman of the city. She's a woman in the city who's a woman of the city. And Luke says she was a sinner. We don't know her name. Now, scholars believe she was a prostitute, but the text doesn't say that. The text says she's a sinner. I believe Luke put it there, the Lord inspired Luke to put it there, because so often we worry about what sin.
Right, 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 right. Amen.
But see, what puts us all on the same level is that we all are sinners, saved by grace. And see, so often I try to look at your sin and look at my sin and put it on the scale. And I'm going to make my sin weigh less than yours and then make you a worse sinner than I am. And then judge myself by how heavy your sin is. Sometimes it's not about the number of sin. It's sometimes about how hard I do it. So you really don't want God to judge you by sin and compare folk, because some stuff you done once, it was enough. Then some people done stuff a whole lot, and it's enough.
Uh-oh.
This woman gets word that Jesus is in the house. And watch what she do, y'all. Everybody, she knows she a sinner, and all these people know she a sinner. And she show up anyway. Jesus in the house at meat, eating dinner. A lot of guests are there. It's customary when the rabbi shows up for people to come and hear what the rabbi has to say. It's customary for that. That's common. But what's not common is what she wants to do. Because she's not only coming to hear the Lord, she's coming to bring something to the Lord. So she said it's the right setting. Now, if you will study the harmony of the Gospels of Jesus Christ, you will know that prior to this passage, Jesus has just given what you will see in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. He just got through preaching that. And the woman took him up on an offer she could not refuse. She just heard Jesus teach that if you're tired of living like you living, come to me. If you're sick of your life like it is, come to me. If you're sick of being and sick and tired of being, you can come to me. So she says, I'm going to take the Lord at his word, and I'm going to where he is. Y'all missed it. Too many of us don't move at the word of God. You hear him preach to you. You hear him teach to you, but you don't make a move. But here we got a sinner who everybody know her dirt, everybody know her business, and she still shows up and comes to take God at his offer. I wonder if I got anybody here this morning who came to New Zion not because you've been so good, but because you know how bad you have been, and I want to come to the Lord and get my life turned around. I want something new. I want something fresh. I want something better, and can't nobody give it to me but the Lord. Do I have anybody else here besides me who know I ain't always been right? That's why I'm here. I don't praise God like I do because I'm so good. I praise him like I do because I know why I've not been good. I know who I am. I know the stuff I'm capable of. I know my mouth. I know what I'll do. I know where I'll go. I know me. Watch this. Watch this. It's a good setting because she heard a word that other folk didn't hear. He spoke a word other folk didn't get, and she came to Jesus. Now, he's in a house of people who have been disputing the word. See, so often, worship is empty because we have no word with it. We worship God off emotion, of sensationalism. We often will come worship him off works, but don't worship him off his word. I wish I had somebody besides me who don't have a whole lot of miracles right now, but I do have a word in me that the Lord has shared with me over my life, and that's why I'm here today, because even though I don't see it, I know he still got me. That's why I'm here. Here it is. It's a good setting because whether Simon knows it or not, and I'm going to deal with it a little more in just a minute, but Simon getting ready to be helped and showed up while you trying to show other people up. You finna get shown up. Be careful about ditches you dig. Because quite often, you'll be the one in it. Yeah, boy, here we go, Lord. I trust you. It's a proper setting. But then watch this. Here comes a precious sacrifice. Somebody say precious. That means it's costly. That means it mattered to her. That means she could have used it for something else. She brings in, now she's not known to be a wealthy woman, yet she brings something expensive. Missed it. She's not a wealthy woman, yet she brings something expensive to the Lord. She comes up behind the Lord and just start crying. She comes up behind the Lord, and getting that close to the Lord just makes her cry. Because she looks at herself and then say, I'm still able to get to him, knowing how I've been, and he hadn't pushed me away. He hadn't got rid of me. He let me still come in his house. He still let me in his word. He still lets me in his presence, and he ain't pushed me away. It ought to make you want to cry. Okay? Okay? My question to you, what's your approach when you see Jesus? What's your approach to the presence of the Lord? Because, see, when you get close to the Lord, you just can't be cool. I'm sorry. I'll argue with you all day long. When you done had an encounter with the Lord, you just not going to sit there with your arms folded like if somebody owe you something. When you know your condition, you know how messed up you are, and the Lord still lets you come close to him, it ought to make you want to cry. And she cries, and the tears fall on his feet. Now watch this. She uses her hair, which symbolizes her glory, and wipes the tears from his feet. That ain't the shout. In this day, most women, respectable women, had their hair covered. This woman has her hair exposed. Okay, I'm going to try again. In Jesus' day, most women had their hair up and covered where no one saw her glory. This woman has lived so much life, I ain't got no more glory. I'm just going to go and show you who I am, what I am, and I'm going to give you what I got. So I ain't got no shame in your presence. I ain't got no pomposity in your presence. I'm not uppity in your presence. I don't have no position in your presence. I don't have no degree in your presence. I don't have no income in your presence. I don't have no ego in your presence. I'll let down my hair and I'll give you the glory. It's a precious sacrifice. Because she makes it about him. Do y'all notice something in the text, y'all? I got a problem with this lady. Because this lady came up behind him and didn't ask him for nothing. When the last time you came in God's presence and didn't ask him for nothing? When can you just come to his presence because I love him so much? She takes this alabaster box and watch this, y'all. The box is worth more than what she got in it. Based on the box, you think she's rich. But all she got is some spices mixed with oil in the box. It's the best she has. Oh, Lord. She takes, because now, wait a minute now. She's a woman of the city. She live off men, they say. They know her stuff. Where'd she get this box and oil from? So after she gets through wiping the tears, she takes this ointment because the oil mixed with spices make an ointment, and then she takes that and smears his feet. Jesus don't say nothing. He don't stop her. He don't get mad at her. He keep eating while she anointing. Y'all missed it. Because see, if I take care of him, I know he gonna take care of me. I wish I had about four or five people. Stop waiting on the Lord to take care of you. Know who he is. Keep taking care of his business, knowing he gonna take care of my business. If you keep blessing the Lord, you got his word, he gonna bless you. But if you don't bless the Lord, stop looking for him to bless you. Y'all missed it. 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 She blessed his feet. She ain't touch his hands. Because his hands is his business. But his feet are, his, are our business. It's a precious sacrifice. Let me hurry. Let me hurry. Y'all ain't come for this. Let me hurry. It's a precious sacrifice. Here it comes. Y'all ready? Here comes predictable scandal. By now, somebody say by now. By now, you know that when you sacrifice and when you do something radical, when you just do something right, it's going to stand out and it's going to create a scandal. Here it is. Here's my shout. I'm going to stop worrying about people being happy off my praise. Because it serves reason, they might not feel like I feel about it. See, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that because, see, I'm in church this morning, and I assume that I'm in a house full of people who love the Lord with their whole heart. But that might not be the story. But you might not want to fool with him. I'm going to rock with him. I'm going to rock with him. I'm going to love him. I'm going to serve him. I'm going to praise him, whether you like him or me. Because contrary to popular belief, this ain't about how I feel about y'all. It's how I feel about him. Come here, supervisor. I ain't doing right because I'm scared of you. I'm doing right because I love him. Come here, home. I ain't scared of you, husband. I ain't scared of you, wife. I'm doing right because I honor God. I ain't scared of you. You gonna get called a goody-goody? Suck up, teacher's pet. You know, I used to have a day when I was in school. You kids probably don't do this. When I was in school, and I happened, one of them rare moments, I happened to know answers. One of the rare moments, I happened to know answers. Everybody told me, you know, the teacher put your business out there, Ham made an A. So if you got an A on that last test, they assume you're going to have A's the rest of the year. And so when it's test day, everybody come to you. Everybody looking at you. Psst. 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 That's the sickest day of the year is test day. It's the sickest day of the year. And then you are now under pressure. And so you're, from that point on, you're play dumb. Because you don't want all that attention on you. Because you studied. You discipline yourself. It's not that you're so smart, you're studying and God blessing you. But other folk want to make you responsible. And they don't want to study or prepare. They just want you to give them answers. So sometimes you'll just shut up and pretend like you don't know. But the Lord gave me some help. The Lord gave me some help when I was about 12, 13 years old. The Lord gave me some help. God sent this message from on high through some leather. Now, if y'all can't connect the dots on that one, I don't know how to help you. But the Lord gave me some help. It wasn't no manna. It wasn't no quail. It was some leather that the Lord sent to me. And that same miracle, that sacrifice came from behind too. And it blessed my soul. And I understood then I better be who I am and stop trying to be like somebody else. The leather helped save my life. Because I raised you to be you. I didn't raise you to be like them. If you smart, just be smart. If you were God blessed, you just be blessed. And I'll never again shut up my blessing. when it's not bragging when you give God the glory. It's bragging when you give yourself the glory. So I'll never tell nobody, I ain't got no problem. God gave me a house. God takes care of me. God healed my body. God preserves me. He did it. See, too many of us, we try to take the glory. But it ain't bragging when you give him the glory. And you ought to tell somebody, if you're looking for a miracle, look no further. Look at me. Here it is. This woman started doing stuff nobody else in the house doing. They didn't pay her any attention until she started misbehaving herself. Y'all, she started acting up. She started doing stuff other folk don't do. And because they don't do it, they try to make her wrong. It's not wrong just because you don't do it, but it's right because it's how I feel about him. And I'm finna get myself in trouble. I know I'm gonna go on handle it later on. But it's never out of order if you're giving God the glory. If you got to ask about praise, if you got to ask about worship, if you got to ask about sacrifice, you worried about them and ain't him. Because watch this. The lady, y'all, is out of order. This was not on program. We just got Jesus here so we can tell everybody Jesus come to our house. And so we can say we Holy Ghost headquarters. But ain't supposed to be no sacrificing in here because we don't do that. And so Simon, the host, somebody say the host. The one who run the house. Well, the one who think he run the house. He got stuff going on in his house he ain't got his hand on. See, he used to be able to control stuff in his house. But he messed around and let the Lord in, and now stuff happened in his house. Stuff changing. This ain't the house of Simon that I'm used to. Stuff, he letting all these new folk in, and they doing all this old stuff here. Now watch the text. Text says, he says it to himself. Missed it. Text says, it's a whole scandal going on, but nobody knows. You mad. You 38 mad, but you ain't mad enough to tell somebody. See, let me let the cat out the bag. All these folks telling you how bad they are, they ain't bad. Because, see, I was raised old school. If you go do something, you've been undone it. All this talking. See, my people come from Castor. And see, Castor, you don't get time to Cassandra, can't help me, Cassandra. You don't get time to talk about it. It gets handled. And you talk afterwards. And normally that's talking to a police officer about what happened. All this talking people do. And I'm gonna tell them next time I see them. 6 months later, I just ain't had the chance. You got a whole scandal within yourself. So watch this. Some stuff you mad at, you really ain't mad at them, you mad at yourself. You're the one not at peace, so you don't want us to have peace. What? Maybe Simon's problem, get in trouble, Ham. Maybe Simon's problem was that it wasn't his feet. Maybe that's what's wrong with the church, is that we don't get the attention. The Lord does. And you don't like being in places where you don't get. Maybe that's what Simon's problem is. All this oil and ointment ain't been put on his feet. And you mad at another man getting the attention you want. So you throw a personal temper tantrum because you seeing affection somewhere that you ain't getting. And you feel like because it's your house, you're the host, you ought to be the one. If anybody gets celebrated, it ought to be you because you on the note. I'm sorry, because it's your house. And they're paying attention to everybody but you. So Simon says it himself. Y'all, look what the Lord did. The Lord discerned. Oh, you got a problem, Simon? Because, see, you can hide this mess behind a mask, and you can hide this mess from us, but you can't hide how you really feel from the Lord. See, the Lord know how you really feel. The Lord know how you came in here. You may have your hands lifted and got a knife in the other hand. See, the Lord know the real you. That's why I thank God. I ain't got to worry about getting nobody back. I ain't got to worry about trying to check you. I ain't got to put you in your place. When the Lord gets sick of your mess, when the Lord gets sick of this junk, he will put you in your place himself. And can't nobody get you like the Lord get you. Keep playing church. Keep playing around with his grace. Keep playing with his mercy. Keep talking about his people. Keep talking about his leaders. Keep talking about his spirit. Keep canceling his word. Keep just showing up. Keep just going through the motions. He got a word for you. Watch this. He said, I got something to say to you, Simon. Two people owe. One owe a little bit, one owe a lot. I'm just going to give you the Ham Standard Version. One owe a little bit, one owe a lot. He forgave them both. Because both of them owe. Don't matter if you owe a little, don't matter if you owe a lot, both you jokers owe. And he got a right to kill both of you because both of you owe him and you can't pay it. Who do you think, though, is going to show more appreciation? The one who owe a little or the one who owe a lot? Simon said, I would say the one who owe a lot. You said that right. So why are you tripping? Why are you tripping off somebody else's sacrifice? You wouldn't have a problem with good behavior unless you'd rather be in bad behavior. You wouldn't have a problem with praise unless you don't want to praise. You know, some people want you to hate somebody because they hate them. I'm going to let y'all go. Do you know people have a problem because I have a problem with you? I want you to have a problem because you're supposed to love me. That's true. Hey, I saw you talking to, but I'm just letting you know, I don't really fool with her like that. I'm not trying to tell you how to feel one way or another, but I'm just telling you, for me, if I was you, I wouldn't fool with her, because when it happened to me, see, I went through something with her, and I'm telling you right now, she ain't no good, girl. Bro, if you want somebody to lie to you, talk to him. You want somebody to tell you the truth, talk to me, because he ain't no good. See, Simon is, understand this, Simon invited Jesus, but he's not in love with Jesus. And a lot of people hang with Jesus because they know how good he is, but they don't mean just because they're in the church that they really love him. Some of y'all mad as hell with Jesus, so you get mad at those of us who love him and ain't mad with him. Here it is. Because what did Simon say to himself? If he's supposed to be a prophet, if he's a prophet, he should be able to discern and know this woman here is a known sinner. And he's fooling with her. Can I make my church mad one time? I'm going to let y'all go. Can I make y'all mad one more time? I think I done made you mad several. But let me make you mad one good time. Who's to say that the woman is the sinner Jesus came for? Wait a minute. You got Jesus in the house, and you ain't honored him or reverenced him, and you condemning somebody. seems like it's two sinners in the house. Simon a sinner too. So if he'll come to a sinner's house, he ain't got no problem with sinners coming to him in a sinner's house. Y'all miss something. See, Simon think the only sinner is this woman because everybody know it. Sin is not sin when people know. Sin is sin when you do it. And see, some of y'all judging folk because they found out theirs. But you don't want nobody saying nothing about stuff you done hid. Let me say this to you. Looking down your nose and condemning somebody else is sin. Y'all keep looking at me. Condemning other folk about their shortcomings and not trying to help them, just talking about them, that's sin. Because y'all been seeing her do this much stuff and you never tried to help her, you just as guilty. But you don't want to talk about it until she exposed you. But here's where grace come in. He don't get mad not until she exposes the sin, but until she exposes sacrifice. Because some of us live like people don't have a right to praise God based on what they've done. Okay. See, some of my praise is not about how good I know the stuff God done. It's about what God saved me from. Are there any used to be's anymore in the church? Do we have anybody who don't mind admitting I did it before? I said it before. I know what it's like to be messed up and jacked up. Can a new world know that there's some people of God who love God, and the reason why you praise God like you do, you know how he kept you when you didn't want to be kept, when you ain't want nothing to do with church, God, the Bible, or nothing? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You didn't get, watch this, y'all. Simon didn't get mad about a sinner coming to church. That wasn't his problem. The problem was this sinner giving sacrifice and praise to God. What kind of conflicted mind can you have to have a problem with praise? So then Jesus decides to check Simon. Well, if you want to talk about law and how she don't deserve, when I came in this door, custom says, you're supposed to kiss me. And you're supposed, because we wear sandals in this day, and I done travel these roads, you're supposed to clean my feet before I come in your house. You're supposed to pour oil on my head because I'm a distinguished guest, if you won't follow rules. I've been sitting here at your table, and you ain't even welcomed me. You done fed me, but you have not honored me. And that's what praise is. That's what worship is, honoring and reverencing God. And just because you got him in the house, you got to know how to treat him when he's in your house. You done fed me. You've done good works for me, but you haven't seen me. But you got the nerve when somebody who don't have your level of understanding and education, somebody comes and does something that you're supposed to have been doing, you got a problem with it. So how about you take your sin, she take her sin, and let me save both of y'all. Misty, see, y'all don't think like that, do you? Y'all don't think like that. How about we bring a whole group of sinners in the Lord's house, and we all come before the Lord with sacrifice of praise and say, Lord, we need your help. We need your touch. We need your forgiveness. We need your cleansing. And then we all get saved together. instead of me looking at somebody saying they don't deserve that. I know her junk. You go keep, see, one of these days, you're going to keep talking too much about people. They're going to know where you've been. Because you know everything I'm doing. Everything I'm saying. If you're an expert, if you know more about me than I know about me, where your business at? Part of being a good housekeeper is not just clean up other folk's house. Part of your resume ought to be how you keep your own. You help me clean mine, and I go to yours. I'm no good, but when I walk with you, you ain't no good. So now we're in the church, we're in the house of God, trying to devalue others and make ourselves look better. Because I know your sin. I'm going to say this to this church one more time. The only reason God lets you and I know each other's dirt is so we can help one another. God never let you see somebody else's dirt so you be running around talking about it and exposing them and putting them on Front Street and trying to make them look bad. Who else to cover a brother or sister but another brother or sister? If you take joy in seeing me suffer, if you take joy in seeing me struggle, if you take joy in trying to tear me down, you ain't my brother or sister. And don't expect me to come trust you when I'm going through storms. Now, if you go tell that she's a known sinner, can you tell she's a known sacrificer? You won't tell that, will you? You won't tell that she'll break a box and she'll anoint Jesus. You won't tell that. Even when she's trying to do right, even when she's trying to turn her life around, you still bringing up her past. Because watch this. I told you at the beginning. She heard a word before she got there that told her this: I'm forgiven. And since I'm forgiven, I now feel free to worship. I don't worship to be forgiven. I worship because. But you can't worship God bound with your own junk and bound looking at other people's junk. You will never worship God effectively. You will never see him truly until you accept the fact that no matter what you think about him, he forgave him. So what I'm saying to you is, and then the last point was perpetual security. Because I know somebody worried about that, got that pen. What was the last one? He didn't give us the last one. Here's the last one. Perpetual security. Now, let me minister one more time. You got to learn that even when you're not invited, show up. Show up every day of your life. Give God your best every day of your life. Give him the glory. Every day of your life. Because your best worship moments will be the moments you're not invited to do such. You have been saved to show others how redeemed people do it. Who am I talking to today? You're not. The reason why you're not going to fit in Can I do therapy real quick? It's because God has forgiven you, you've forgiven you, but they haven't. There are people that just will not let you be who you are now. And it's meant to cause you to just say, shut up. What's the point even talking to them? Because they're going to keep bringing up what I did. They're going to keep bringing up what I said. They're going to keep throwing dirt in my face. So what's the point even trying? And be careful that the dirt they throw on you, if you stay back there with them, is going to get on you. Because you've been forgiven. And people don't like to see forgiven people. The church has grown so cold. Haven't we grown cold? That we don't like to see people redeemed and forgiven. Unless it's our kids. My husband. My grandbaby. But we don't like to see people forgiven. Because when they come to that door, I remember what she did. She's a this, and he's a that. How'd he go come in here? That's why they came in here. And it don't matter how far I had to go to get to Jesus, no matter how far you had to go, the goal was to get to Jesus. God has not put any of us over the invitation committee. I'm trying to save somebody's life. Keep your mouth off who God is working on. And I call you now to be bold enough and courageous enough to say, I'm called. I've got sin in me, but I'm in God's presence because I believe I've been forgiven. How do I know I've been forgiven? He woke me up this morning. And I'm not going to waste another day. God woke me up and not give him me. Now, can I tell you the harsh reality? Most of us won't give God our best because people don't give us their best. But what my testimony, my thankful testimony today, is that God is not like people. I thank him today. Lord, I thank you today that you are not like people. When you confess stuff to the Lord and he forgive you, the Bible says he cast it into the sea of forgiveness. Now, if he done threw it out there, don't you go back fishing. Stop fishing in the sea of forgiveness and catch your past again. If he threw it out there, let it be. That's why he says your faith. He told his woman, your faith has saved you. Y'all missed it. Not your sacrifice. The fact that you believe me in spite of skeptics, you still believe in me despite who didn't like you or me, in spite of criticism and people looking at you all kind of ways. Most time you're supposed to be coming to this altar, but you worry about somebody looking at you. Here's why. You know why? Because you look at people. My prayer for this house is that when people do come to Christ, we start worrying about what happened. Play some, Shanice, so I'll shut up. Play some, so I'll shut up. Play some. Just play some, so I'll shut up. And she won't even play nothing. I'm so tired of disobedient people around here. Look at this. Now she act like it don't come on. She just... Listen, you've got to